You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Do you know what went down at the Viper Room the night River Phoenix died? Or how about the mysterious death of Brittany Murphy? Are you aware of how Steve McQueen escaped murder at the hands of the Manson family? The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton? The real-life murder that inspired David Lynch's Twin Peaks? The three conspiracies surrounding Marilyn Monroe's death? These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Hollywoodland is hosted by me, Jake Brennan, creator of the award-winning music and true crime podcast, Disgraceland. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome on into the full-time report, Abe Gordon and Madison Cruz of Soccer Down Here. And I'm not going to lie to you, we were trending towards a slightly different discussion, but I want to go too high and mighty, but a miraculous turn of events there. 100 minutes in to this game, and Atlanta United does find an equalizer. It is a 1-1 draw. Maddie, let's just start generally. Atlanta United had some promising chances in the opening half, wasn't able to convert, unfortunately offsides on one that did ripple the back of the net. And like they have in so many moments through the course of the season, they concede almost directly after half. That bugaboo still is a problem. Continue to fight, make some subs, and eventually it pays off. A guy I know you've been wanting to see earlier and earlier, a guy in Luke Brennan that had his impact today. Look, it's just a heart and a hustle play there to make yourself known. When he got taken down, it was like the 106th minute or 96th minute. Eventually wasn't a PK until the 100th minute. But a hard fought for 90 plus minutes, well-earned draw on the road for Atlanta United.
Yeah. I mean, you look at the way that this match played out, and I think Jason summed it up perfectly, and I completely agree with him. I think that you're looking at this, you're looking at everything that happened, and I think it's a game of effort, like of just individual performances. I mean, Bartosz Lisz, I mean, an absolutely incredible performance. I feel like we say his name so often these last couple of matches when he has had an impact, and I feel like every single game he just keeps getting better and better and better and just keep going all the way through the roof. I mean, he was all over the place. I think I saw a heat map from like the first half on the Apple broadcast. I mean, it's red all over the pitch. Like that shows the character and the drive, the energy, the hunger and the aggressiveness that Ronny Dyla wants from this team. Bartosz Lisz has really taken on what Ronny Dyla, I think, wants and is pushing it forward. That's what you want to see. Luke Brennan, I think, comes in, makes an immediate impact in that penalty. You don't think it's a lot. You know, he goes down, but it's what he does afterwards. He stays down. He makes the referee have to look at it. He makes it sit there and say, okay, let's see, let's take a look at this. Because it was a clear kick in the knee in that moment. But Luke Brennan got the effort. He tracked it down even before when Brooks crossed it in. Luke Brennan tracked it down, was able to find the ball again to try to force the penalty. And that's exactly what he did. I mean, you had individual performances. Jamal Tiare coming in and being a workhorse up there, running all the way back, creating those moments, putting a lot of pressure on Toronto, too. You had a lot of really good individual performance and a lot of effort. But like what Jason said, you're seeing a lot of those individual effort performances, not from the players I think that you would expect that we should be seeing them more consistently from on Atlanta United.
I don't know if there's like an official MLS statistic for this, but it's got to be like the longest amount of time a team after being tied at halftime has trailed in the second half and found a draw. I mean, because you're talking about a 48th minute to a 111th minute. I mean, that's the timing alone. Again, that's like a weird official stat, yeah, but it just popped in my head.
Nothing would shock me. I feel like there's one that has to be longer.
You would have had to have scored earlier than Atlanta and then equalized later.
It's MLS.
Seems,
Abe, I don't know. It's MLS.
A quick look at some numbers. Statistical recap brought to you by Emory, the official team healthcare provider of Atlanta United. Possession 56-44 in favor of Atlanta. Shots in favor of Toronto 13-11. Shots on goal 5-3. Although I do believe these numbers are wrong because I looked and these were the same numbers as before the penalty shot. So I don't understand how sometimes math is accounted for.
Math is hard.
But that's what they officially gave us. This one I do a little bit more believable. XG for Toronto 0.8. XG for Atlanta 1.5. And again, it felt like Atlanta United played the better first half. And that's been something we haven't always talked about recently, but something we certainly touched on a while ago, Maddie, is playing well in the first half and not being rewarded for it. And luckily tonight you were able to find a late equalizer to you got to throw all four or five lates in there because, I mean, we're talking about 111 minutes in. I think Johannes of the Atlanta United media relations staff said, what, it's the latest goal in Atlanta United history.
Yeah, an MLS play. It was the 100th and 35th minute.
100th minute with 35 seconds. The numbers get a little weird because do I say it's the 11th minute, 90 plus 11? Do I just say straight up 111th? We'll all that's its own little thing. All right, let's head to the podium. Ronnie Dyla speaking after a 1-1 draw.
The latest goal in Atlanta United history tonight to get a point. Can this be a building block for the group with three games at home coming up?
No, whatever the goal or not. I don't think about results now. I think about performances. And this is one of our best performances away. It's a big step forward. There was a team that worked really hard. It was a team that was organized. It was a team that was disciplined and patient. And in the end, we get a goal. We should have won the game, but we are not accurate enough in the last third of the pitch yet. That will come. But we defended well today as a team. We didn't give them anything except a goal. They had some shots from wide areas in the box. That's you have to, you know, playing away. You have to accept that. But today, I'm very, very proud of the team. Today is a team that I want to see. And something I would see more of. But this is the basic, you know. This is the basic all the time. Hard work. Being organized, being disciplined, and patient in what we're doing, and keep going. And we had the ball 63% away. We are around the box all the time. We just need to be better around the box, inside the box, and that is you know, a little bit of confidence. But it's also about relations and then building timing in what we're doing.
We'll go from the back to the front. Hibbert got the start. When did you make the decision on him getting the start today, and what did you make of it?
Well, he in the morning because Brad didn't feel 100%. So he did a really good day, Jaden. Fantastic start, but also the group took very good care of him. He didn't have too much to do. It was a couple of but good saves he had, but he has a talent and something to build on. This is a great experience for him, and I'm very happy with the performance.
Part of the group who took care of him, Efrain Morales, third straight start. How have you seen his development over these three?
Very good. He's, you know, he has that mentality that we are talking about. He's strong in the challenges. He's good on the ball. He speaks, communicate around. And today also read the game really, very good. So I'm very pleased with him and Luis today as well. I think those two has done two very good games together now.
It felt like from last game to this one, team was stronger, more resilient in the middle of the park. I felt like Bartosz Lisz was a big part of that. What did you make of his performance tonight?
It was a team effort. You know, everybody did the job today. And then, of course, Bartosz has, you know, he wins challenges all over the place. And same with Tristan. So we had legs in the team today. They were working hard together. And then you look at the football team. And we haven't done that for a long, long time. And has been parched, but now we did it for 90 minutes, and that is the basic things we have to be and work from there.
Felt like the back four and the two holding midfielders, strong, resilient, they got things done today. The front four, what can be done to get more production from that group in the attacking third?
Repetition, repetition, repetition in the roles. Miggy was very good today, attacking space, disciplined in the side, created things, attacking space in behind, working hard. He needs some more help to get more out of situations. But you know, this is was a big improvement in many ways of what we've seen. We've seen in the beginning of the season, and now I saw something of that back again, and that's good.
Was a big part of that positionally, staying wider and creating a little bit better spacing in the attack.
Yeah, he did. You know, he was specialist today in what you know, what he has done in Newcastle over a long time. And now it's just the others has to play together with him and give him the opportunities, because today he did everything you can ask for. And then it's about relations and building on a good player like that, because he just need to get the ball enough and that we can work on. We play more quicker to him, have him move us around him so he can open up and face forward, and he will switch the play or he will create something. And that's positive to say. Let's see.
Don, go ahead.
Thank you. Ronnie, were you at two questions? Were you at all nervous that the penalty was not going to be called? One replay, it looked like a swing and a miss, and another replay looked like he got him on the knee. And secondly, are these two draws enough momentum to enable y'all to start moving up the table with these home matches?
That the future has to show that. I'm just off the performances. And, you know, character, and I haven't seen that in the team away in the last games. Was okay against Washington. Today was a team again, real good team, and that's what I have to build on. I don't think about the future at all. I think about day by day, have culture, learning things. You know, everybody has to put in the work between the games, so we are ready, so we learn from every experience. And if you have the basic hard work today and the organization, then we have quality to beat anybody in the league. So everything is possible, but I'm not looking forward at all. I look day by day, and I see behaviors, and I see values. That's in the end, it's about that. It's about who are we? What do we want to show? And today is something I'm proud of. Whatever we had lost today or we had won, doesn't matter for me. That will come. But this basic thing has to be there.
Ronnie Dyla there. Very complimentary, Matty, after a hard-fought draw. And again, you know, he mentioned it, and it's not the first time he's talked about performance versus the result. Even if they hadn't gotten that late equalizer, that was his final comment there, would have been pleased with the performance. You know, it's kind of at a point of the season where you do at some point have to be concerned with a point, 3 points versus nothing, if you're still looking at the playoffs as a feasible goal for the last 14 games or however many are left in this season. But very pleased with the performance of Atlanta United on a number of fronts.
Yeah, I agree with Ronnie as well. I think you look at that first half, and even into the second half too, I like the response after the goal was scored from Toronto too. And normally in the last couple of games, we've seen the team maybe feel a little bit more timid and maybe kind of feel more deflated after a goal gets scored. And this time they held through, and they pushed through, and they were resilient. They were hardworking. They were eager. And I do credit him as well. I think Bartosz Szlich had a lot of that, which is why he is my man of the match, Bartosz Szlich, just because of the work ethic and the rate and what he brought the energy-wise to the team. But I do agree with Ronnie that I think Bartek's a part of it, but I think you felt it from everybody else. I thought Miguel had a great game today as well. He was getting into those moments. He was picking out those passes. He was dancing around players. There was one move that I remember I sat there and I looked and I was like, that's exactly what he did at Newcastle. It like brought me back to like watching it like early on a Saturday morning. That was wild. Like you felt that, and you felt the hard work. But as Ronnie Dyla said too, that's the basic. Now it's, you got to build off of it. Now you got to go forward, especially into these next home games, continue to build off of what you just did against Toronto and make something of it. It's about that connecting. It's about repetition. It's about consistency, especially with those front three, front four, getting them a little bit more consistent, getting that repetition going. You started to see the building blocks of it here. You got to continue to improve upon and get better. But tonight, from the effort and the work rate and the hard work we saw from this team, we got to see it continue, because that was incredible what we saw tonight.
All right, so we have Bartosz Szlich as man of the match. Just a couple of notes on that, and I think that's an absolutely fine choice. In our next segment, I'll tell you why you're wrong. But that's all right. Nothing is wrong here. It's all opinion. I'm messing around. Bartosz Leach, though, to your point of recent, has now taken the lead for most man of the matches of the season. He's also got three of the last five. Mm-hmm. And so obviously his season, and by the way, he had been playing pretty good earlier, but really trending into his most impactful run as of recent. When we come back, and Bartosz Leach is our man of the match, I actually do agree with you, but we do need to give kind of an honorable mention to someone else who I think is also in that discussion. We will certainly do that on the other side, and we'll also go back and listen to the highlights as well. So a lot still coming. We'll see if we can grab a player at the post-game podium as well. It is the full-time report. Atlanta United secures a 1-1 draw with one of the final touches of the ball, a Latte Loth penalty kick. We'll hear it on the other side in 5 minutes. It is Madison Cruz and Abe Gordon, Sports Radio 92.9.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton, the real-life murder that inspired Twin Peaks. These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.
Time the game. Welcome back in to the full-time report. Abe Gordon, Madison Cruz of Soccer Down here. Happy to have you. After Atlanta United secures their second straight match with a point on the road, it was a scoreless draw a week ago, DC United. And then tonight, a 1-1 draw with, again, the latest goal in Atlanta United history in MLS play. I wrote it down as 90 plus 11. You can also call it in the 100th minute and 35 seconds as well. And I think we have to give credit. Matty, you had named Bartosz Leach man of the match. He was outstanding tonight. You know, I have my little scorebook in terms of why people are man of the match and what they're man of the match for. And you know, I just wrote work effort, dangerous attitude. I mean, it's just a mindset, but also the performance, the leadership. No Brad Guzan today. I know Miggy was your captain, but Sleash kind of a captain as well. But I do think we also have to pay credit to the performance of Jaden Hibbert. This is a guy that comes in his first MLS start. And Mike Conte, the sage, as he was in the moment during a late save, said, if Atlanta United can find a way, remember that save. He had a number of really nice deflections, a couple he didn't see till late, super reactionary, a couple where he just had to get big, athletic fella, obviously. Really, really nice debut for him. I very easily could have made an argument for him as a, if you want a co-man of the match or whatever. But I do think we need to serve some notice. He played outstanding tonight as well.
I'm glad that you brought it up as well, because I completely agree with you. Seeing Jaden Hibbert, I think, all last season with the twos, and seeing him this season with the twos as well, I mean, it's full credit to head coach Steve Cook, Jose Silva, and Lewis Sharp, from Atlanta United too, what they've been able to do there and just producing the talent that we've seen this season in particular. Jaden Hibbert, Efrain Morales, Matt Edwards, Luke Brennan, Will Riley, Jay Fortune. I mean, you have these players that have been brought through this entire system, have been with the twos, and you're seeing them now make real impacts, especially here with the first team. Jaden Hibbert, I think, I even said it in the pregame as well, he's very good at individual shot stopping. We saw that today as well. He was very composed and very relaxed. We saw it so many times. I mean, how many times did Mike say, Jaden Hibbert 30 yards out from his line? And Jason said, oh, he's comfortable there, because he is. I mean, I've seen him 40 yards out, maybe even a little bit further, because he's that comfortable with the ball at his feet, and it's just that composure and what he brought. And, you know, I think for a good first showing tonight for Jaden Hibbert, that it's a really, really good showing for the young goalkeeper because he's a bright future ahead of him, especially with Atlanta United.
Yeah, I think it was a fair play on most of those saves. It wasn't too much traffic in and around him, which I think helped him out. A chance to extend and stretch and use a big frame, an athletic frame, and make some really nice saves. Kept Atlanta. I know the XG only says 0.8, but there were a number of really good saves. I think of two right off the bat that Hibbert had to make to keep Atlanta United in that. We're hoping to hear from Hibbert in just a couple of moments. But before we do that, let's take a listen back to how we got to a 1-1 result. These highlights are brought to you by Scana. For over 20 years, Scana Energy has made it easy for Georgians to receive the best natural gas rates and excellent customer service. Call 877-467-2262 to sign up today. It started out in a way that so many before it have. Coming out of halftime, Atlanta United lets a team in. Deby Flores finds one off of a set piece.
Toronto is overloading the far side wide of the penalty spot. There's the whistle. Longstaff's arm in the air again. He drops it. Sends it into the back post. Header score. Deby Flores. One nil to Toronto on very poor set-piece defending by Atlanta United. Flores was uncontested.
Yeah, a really nice move for him to create some space. You were trying to see, was there a pick? Was there a grab? He just got away from guys and super twitch and just got away, and that was that. That happens in the 48th minute. You go all the way to the probably 95th, 96th minute. Luke Brennan gets taken down in the box, like you said earlier, Maddie. A boot to his knee takes him down trying to clear a scramble. Not given immediately. It eventually goes to VAR. And I know the first angle may not have shown much, but the second angle made it pretty clear this was going to be a penalty kick. And Lotte Loth, who has been struggling, and we've seen this happen for Atlanta United before, maybe trying to just break a guy out of a funk, let him take the penalty kick, and Lotte Loth, one way or another, found a way to get this thing past Saron Johnson.
First penalty taken this year by Lotte Loth, who has not scored in 3 months. He aligns himself just to the left of the ball. There's the whistle. Action at the goal to our right. Lotte Loth up to it, strikes it, score! Off of Johnson and into the net! Johnson looked like he had the save, but it bounced off of him into the net. And it's level at one in the 101st minute.
Yeah, again, 100 minutes and 35 seconds on that tally. And Sean Johnson's going to be kicking himself. He probably feels like he should have been able to keep that out. He dives to the goalie's right. He reaches back up with a hand and sends it redirected back towards the left post. And it finds its way in. Even if it had sat right there, I think Lotte Loth probably is able to pounce and tap in his own penalty kick. But Sean Johnson certainly got very close to saving this. Ultimately, it was just one of those moments that Atlanta United needed. They pick up the draw 1-1. They had a couple more kicks of the ball after that, but that was pretty much it. And that was the highlights brought to you by Scana. Again, Maddie, it was just a strong performance, and we've seen so many of them over the course of the season not be paid off. It was nice for this one to have flipped behind a couple of strong performances in the early middle portions of the game. Again, Sleash and Hibbert for a while there. And then you got some of the younger guys coming in, and Brennan made his impact, and eventually Lotte Loth was able to get one home.
Yeah, I think this performance shows you the grit and the aggressiveness and the hunger that we need to see from throughout the rest of the season for Atlanta United. I think Ronnie Dyla said it. It's the basic. Now it's just building. It's building that, and it's getting more of the technical things a little bit more sound in those moments, moving the tempo, making it a little bit more faster. There are moments in the match where it felt like it was coming back a little bit when you could have progressed things going forward, and it felt a little slow at times. But you saw the effort. You saw the energy. You saw the aggressiveness. You saw them be dangerous in moments, too. That's what we need to see more of, especially in this homestand. This is an opportunity to pick up 6 points at home an opportunity too. And I think with Ronnie Dialed, this is one of the best performances we've seen on the road from Atlanta United. Now you got to go back home at the Benz, and you got to make it 10 times better, especially in front of the 17s this week.
And I know it's been like 6 weeks since they were home, but they were coming off a pretty strong run in home games before they headed out on the road trip. That's why you felt maybe there was some momentum they could carry on to the road. Didn't quite happen, but maybe with the last 2 points, both draws, they picked some of that back up heading back home. And so we'll see how it plays out. I also think just of note, we've seen so many times, especially like today, right after halftime, they've let one goal turn into two or three. The fact that you do keep that lead manageable and find a way to fight, again, really strong performance there. When we come back, we'll hear from Luke Brennan, the man who was able to win the penalty kick that eventually gave Atlanta United the draw. We'll get his thoughts on how he felt that foul came about, and just fighting to the very bitter end. Hopefully we'll hear from Jaden Hibbert on his debut performance as well. That is Madison Cruz of Soccer Down Here. It's Abe Gordon here in the Kia Studios. The full-time report continues on Sports Radio 92.9.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Do you know what went down at the Viper Room the night River Phoenix died? Or how about the mysterious death of Brittany Murphy? Are you aware of how Steve McQueen escaped murder at the hands of the Manson family? The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton? The real-life murder that inspired David Lynch's Twin Peaks? The three conspiracies surrounding Marilyn Monroe's death? These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Hollywoodland is hosted by me, Jake Brennan, creator of the award-winning music and true crime podcast, Disgraceland. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.
Game. Welcome back in to the Kia Studios. A 1-1 draw for Atlanta United. It comes courtesy of a 111th minute, or excuse me, 101st minute. I can math. It's just, you know, it's tough. 90 plus 11 is what I wrote. And I just carried the one too many times, I guess. But it came in a 101st minute penalty kick from Latte Loth. It was won 4 or 5 minutes earlier by Luke Brennan. And Jason Longshore, still up there at BMO Field, had a chance to catch up with Luke in the aftermath of the late draw.
Getting a point in this one felt like a kind of really even game. That's what most people were saying as we were heading down. How did you feel about it in general?
I mean, yeah, it felt pretty even. I felt like, if anything, we were the aggressors, and it's good to build on and for me to come in and try to make an impact, as always. So, yeah, it was good to win the penalty, and yeah.
Felt like after about 5-10 minutes or so you being on the field, you started to play like I've seen you play, like loose and running at people. Yeah. Just take a little while to get settled?
Yeah, I just wanted to get some touches. Yeah, I mean, I haven't played much in the MLS this year, so I just want to show the coach and show the staff every time I get on the pitch.
The penalty, walk us through what you saw in the whole sequence.
Like I said, I think we were the aggressors, and for a good 10 minutes at least, and we kept on getting crosses in the box, and one bounced in the box, and I saw someone try to clear it, and I just knew, like, as soon as I saw him come in, I'd get there before, so I kind of knew instinctively to get a touch on it, and then once I felt contact, I just went down.
So coming up with three straight at home, what's the most important thing to take out of this and build in the next three?
For me, I just want to continue to come on and make an impact and kind of earn a good spot on this team.
Excellent. Perfect.
Appreciate it.
You know, Luke Brennan is a fascinating character because this is a offensive squad for Atlanta United that has some issues getting there. And Luke Brennan's a guy a lot of people have wanted to see more of. We'll talk more about Luke in just a moment. But Jaden Hibbert is at the podium now fielding some questions.
Jason, go ahead.
Jaden, when did you know you were getting the start today?
Obviously, it was questionable throughout the week. Actually, first up, I just want to say something about our president. You know, prayers out to him and his family. You know, no one should be able to or have to go through that ever. You know, the whole club is behind him. So just prayers out to Garth and his family. But yeah, it's been questionable all week. So staying ready, of course. And it was on the team sheet that, you know, Brad was going to go for it. And then something internally, he had a conversation with medical staff and, you know, Gaffer pulled me in the morning, let me know. So
once you knew, what did Brad talk to you about?
Yeah, I mean, we were talking throughout the whole week about, you know, it seemed like he was expecting me to play the way he was encouraging me. But, you know, he's like an extreme father figure in my life. I get so much for him from him on the pitch. I mean, he's extremely tenured in the game of football. So everything he says, I'm clued in on for sure.
How much of Steve Cook and Lewis Sharp helped you be ready for this moment?
Yeah, I love those guys. Big shout out to them last year. Next pro, you know, coming from college is a big jump. And today was an even bigger jump. But, you know, they set me up for my future in that, and that confidence they gave me last year, you know, allowing me to play and be the person I am on a pitch there.
I know we talked about it last year, the loan you had to Birmingham, but like you came back a different player, you got consistent playing time. How have you seen your development go from then to now?
Yeah, that was an extreme moment for me coming back on loan in a league that's established with, you know, older tenured players. That helped me, of course. And the bigger part now is, you know, the training in the first team environment. You know, we have multi-million-dollar players in the club that are phenomenal. You know, training habits are great and continue to improve. So that especially as a, you know, corralled me to this moment today to be prepared.
So now you guys grind out a result, go back home for three in a row. What are your big takeaways from the performance today that can carry over to the next three?
Yeah, you know, I think we're extremely organized today defensively in our shape. You know, the right side was really good. You see some connections forming there. So just being able to take, you know, these road points into home victories, you know, continue that trend upwards. And, you know, we're on the change here in Atlanta.
Last one for me. How much did it help you to have somebody you played with a good bit in Efrain in front of you tonight?
Yeah, that's my dog. So, you know, the communication, although it's loud and, you know, you hear all this, but, you know, he turns his head, he acknowledges me. So that's good that I have that there, that comfortability with him there. So that felt great to be on a pitch with him.
Yeah, Jaden Hibbert there speaking about it. And look, if this is the only action we see from him this season, I think it is a well-shown performance. We may see him in League's Cup, obviously, but it felt like with as close as Goose maybe was to playing today, you would think he'll be available midweek. But it's also a situation where you said, hey, this guy's up to it. And so if Goose, if you need the full week as opposed to playing in the midweek, even at home, certainly deserving of another outing.
What stuck out to me from what Jaden said, just talking about like Brad Guzan and the way he's kind of implemented himself in his career and everything, called him a father figure in that moment. We chatted with you heard about it earlier in the broadcast with from Jason and Mike, but John O'Ransom is another young goalkeeper who is more than likely, I would assume, going to get the start tomorrow for the twos since Jaden Hibbert obviously played today. He's another young academy goalkeeper who, when I asked him after a match as well when they were playing back in Athens, about Brad and about this goalkeeper group that they have, and he kind of echoed the same thing that Jaden did. So to have that backing and to have someone who has that experience to give you that confidence, to give you that energy in those moments to help get you into this moment, that's important. And even to giving credit to Steve Cook as well as Lewis Sharp as well. I mean, to have the coaches and the development that you have at the MLS Next Pro level with Atlanta United too, you're seeing the success that we have seen from so many players who have come from not only the academy, but have come in from college, who are now with the twos, who are getting minutes, who are getting consistent minutes at a professional level, can now make the jump to MLS. And yes, it's still a bit of a jump, but you're seeing real progress and giving credit there where it's due. You know, it's developing these young players and getting them ready. And if that's what it's for, Jaden Hibbert's a perfect example of that. And that is all thanks to head coach Steve Cook, Lewis Sharp, as well as Jose Silva from Atlanta United too.
It's also credit going the other direction. It's credit to Goose for having trust in the goalkeeping coaches when they tell him, hey, this guy's ready. If you need another, you know, to be yourself and be 100%, we've got a guy that's ready. And sometimes you don't always receive that. Sometimes you get the other, hey, man, Are you sure you can't go because we the trust and the faith, you know, all that? That wasn't what happened here. Goose says, hey, guy, what are our options? And they say, hey, we got a dude that can go get it. And Hibbert tonight did go out there and get it.
It's the experience from Brad Guzan as well, just from all of his years of experience being in this league, being all over the world of soccer at so many different levels. I mean, it's knowing your body, knowing what's happening, and also that trust, too, and being able to have trust, you know. The amount of times at training we see the goalkeepers go off on their own, they're training by themselves, but you have that connection there. It's very different. Being a goalkeeper, it's you're a part of a unique family almost in those situations. And yeah, it's a huge credit to Brad Guzan as well to be almost like a second coach as well for Jaden Hibbert and for Jono Ransom and for all these younger goalkeepers too, to have someone like that who has this experience but also can put that confidence and instill that trust in them that, hey, you can do this. You know, you might be young, you can do whatever, but this is a league where we've seen how many young 18, 19, 15-year-olds go out and make their debut and are now consistently getting minutes.
Including guys we thought were 15, but we're really 18. But it's been a little while since that happened. That's all right. All right, before we heard from Jaden Hibbert, we did hear from Luke Brennan. I want to touch on him on the other side of the break, because I have some thoughts about how he's been used in recent weeks, separate and different from how we saw him being used tonight. We'll get your thoughts on what he said as well. It is Madison Cruz of Soccer Down Here. It's Abe Gordon live in the Kia Studios. The full-time report, a 1-1 draw for Atlanta United, continues in 5 minutes on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Welcome back in, 92.9 The Game, the full-time report, Atlanta United, a 1-1 draw tonight north of the border in Toronto. They're going to be heading back and getting prepared for a midweek match. We'll talk about that in a couple of minutes. But one thing we saw tonight was the entrance of Luke Brennan a little bit earlier than we have seen in recent matches. In this couple of things tie in here that I want to ask you about, Maddie. Madison Cruz of Soccer Down Here with me tonight. You kind of look at the full picture, right? Atlanta United's offense has kind of struggled to get going. Luke Brennan is a guy that's kind of been on this fringe here where a lot of people want to see him. He always feels dangerous. He's looked very good in tournaments, right? In Leagues Cup and U.S. Open Cup when we've seen him. But it wasn't really getting much of a chance here with the first team. And you kind of pair that with Edwin Mosquera now being loaned out. And I think that did open up this role that could be, here's a late game sub that when the field is open, he's going to run at dudes. He's got some speed. He's got some heart. He certainly has tenacity, grit, and a little bit of don't mess with me. I think that's why we see the yellow card count already trending upwards for Luke Brennan. I say that as a joke, but he's got this thing you kind of want when you are either trying to fight back into what is an open game or when you're trying to close out a game that you have a touch into. And this is the first time I can recall in recent memory, maybe I'm missing one, where he's really been given like a good 20, 25, 30 minutes to get into the game. I think you certainly saw that, and it showed ultimately with him winning a penalty kick.
It's getting consistent minutes. He's been getting consistent minutes with Atlanta United, too. He has 2 goals on the season with them as well. 12 shots, 7 shots on goal. It shows a lot, I think, about his development also as a player, too. It was interesting to hear him talk to Jason Longshore after the game. You know, talked about him getting into the match a little bit, kind of getting more comfortable very quickly. And that just shows, you know, the growth that he's had.
It's just tough to do that when you come in the 88th minute, the 89th minute, and one of these teams is just trying to ride it out.
Exactly.
At some point.
And like even too, like him saying, you know, getting a couple of touches in to kind of like get himself slowly into the game. And then once he did, he felt a lot more comfortable to then go forward and create those moments. It was a little bit more quicker for him. He was able to kind of get a little bit more touches in and then be able to make an impact. And I think that just shows the development of Luke Brennan and what he's done over the last year, 2 years with Atlanta United, when he's been a contender and been on the bench and has been able to come in and make an impact in those moments for the first team. It shows a lot, especially about what he can do in coming in and being an impact off of the bench when he's required to. And I think he's done that. I think he's absolutely done that. I think today with the penalty, it's really smart from him. You know, you feel the moment, you go down, and then you hold it. You make the ref force to look at what happened. And that's exactly what Luke Brennan did. It's really intelligent from him, and he's really growing as a really fun player to watch for the Five Stripes.
Yeah, and I think certainly he's now making his case for more playing time. And again, I line that with Edwin Mosquera, and there was a role that Mosquera had been filling a lot of times. And you still see TRA coming up top late. That's probably your first choice up there if Lotte Loth needs one. Today, Saba came out early and all that, but certainly some argument for more time for Luke Brennan. And if not right now in this next run of MLS games, you do have League's Cup coming up, and we'll see maybe a little bit more of Hibbert at that time, but certainly a little bit more of Luke Brennan as well. Atlanta United wants to remind you that for each Atlanta United clean sheet this season, they'll donate $2,000 to the Children's Healthcare of Atlanta. This year's donation total is currently $4,000. All right, when we get back here on the Five Stripes Countdown, we'll turn the page. It's a quick turn of the page, especially considering international travel, a midweek match for Atlanta United. But there's also some more Atlanta United action coming your way tomorrow night as the Twos are going to be right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We'll talk about that as well. Madison Cruz is going to be heavily involved in that broadcast, so we'll talk about it in 5 minutes right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Welcome back in. A 1-1 draw for Atlanta United. Final couple of moments here on the full-time report. Abe Gordon and Madison Cruz. I want to make sure you know you are able to join Atlanta United on Thursday, this coming Thursday, July 17th, from 3 to 5 p.m. for a car flag giveaway at Napa Auto Parts on East Cobb Drive in Marietta and at the Napa on Cobb Parkway North, also in Marietta. You can enjoy special appearances from Atlanta United alumni, giveaway games, and much more while supplies last. Get a free Atlanta United car flag. That's this coming Thursday, July 17th, from 3 to 5 p.m. at the Napa Auto Parts on East Cobb Drive and Cobb Parkway, both of them in Marietta. Again, a lot of Atlanta United coming your way over the next couple of days, certainly tonight in the full-time report as we wrap up. Certainly we've got coverage Wednesday. We'll talk about it in just a moment. Finally back home at Mercedes-Benz Stadium, this time against the Chicago Fire, but a special broadcast, Maddie, tomorrow night, the Atlanta United Twos taking on the Columbus Crew Twos. That's going to be starting right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game at 7:30 p.m. And you're going to be on the call. What can we expect from you and from the Twos tomorrow?
Yeah, I'm really excited to be on the call as well. It's going to be myself on play-by-play, Jason Longshore, as color as well. So we'll be bringing you the action. We always bring it to you on soccer down here as well for all the Twos matches. But it's exciting to get to doing it on 92.9 as well, to let everyone see kind of where these foundations are. I think especially with this season too, you're seeing so many of these players, these young homegrowns and these young players who are just out of college or in college coming in professionally. They're getting the foundation, and this is where the foundation is happening. They're getting professional experience at a great level, and they're learning how to do these specific skills that they need to have when they're going to MLS. I am really excited for everyone to get to see it. This season, they're coming off of a 1-1 draw, of a 0-0 draw, excuse me, and then it went to a penalty shootout as well. The Twos didn't get the second point, but they did come away with 1 point as well. They'll be coming in to Fifth Third Stadium tomorrow to hopefully try to get 3 points on the season as well. They have a couple of matches in hand since a lot of chaos with the schedule this season for them has really been, you know, a big forefront of it. But it's going to be a great opportunity to see kind of the future generation of what you can expect from Atlanta United.
I'm going to set you up with a tease here that are going to drive people to the radio tomorrow night at 7:30. Certainly, we've heard Mike Conti's goal call before. I do know and have heard Jason Longshore's goal call before. But if you want to hear Maddie's goal call, you're going to have to tune in tomorrow. I could ask you to give us an example now, but that's not how teases work.
No, I can't.
You have to wait tomorrow night, 2:30. The Atlanta United Twos will be live. Excuse me, not tomorrow night, Sunday night, right? Tomorrow's Sunday. I don't know what day it is anymore. I'm working like 9 straight days. I don't know what's happening anymore.
It's fair.
It is tomorrow night, yes. Sunday night. 7:30 right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Atlanta United 2, and this is a promise. I certainly wouldn't ever break one of these. They will score, and so you will be able to hear Maddie's goal call.
I like it.
Even if it's just in a penalty shootout, like you gotta do me one. All right,
now I feel like I gotta.
Even like
if
they don't score, just give us an example.
There's a lot of pressure now.
Whatever,
I'm nervous.
Whatever. So you're definitely gonna want to hear that. Maddie on play by play with Jason alongside providing the color, and Jason will be back providing color on Wednesday, Mercedes-Benz Stadium. It's an Atlanta United team that had some success at home before they left on the road. They had a back-to-back home wins, 4-2 over Cincinnati, 3-2 over Orlando. Then they hit the road trip and went back into form and stumbled a bunch of times. They picked up back-to-back draws, though, now. Maybe a little bit of momentum against the Chicago team that was down 2-0, eventually lost 2-1 to San Diego tonight. And so you have a midweek match, Maddie. Potentially return of Brad Guzan as well, but Atlanta United trying to find their way right now.
This is an opportunity to build. Ronnie Dyla said it after this matchup, and so did Luke Brennan, so did Jaden Hibbert. This is an opportunity to build. It was a good performance tonight. You were able to go in and you were able to grind it out, and you were able to have the aggression and the hunger and the relentlessness that Ronnie Dyla wants to see from this team, and to battle back the way that you did. That's the basic now, though. Hard work, being organized, being disciplined, patient in what they're doing. They have to keep it going. They have to continue to do that. They have to be better around the box, better inside the box, and need to have a little bit more confidence when they are in those moments. You got to find it. You have to find it on Wednesday. You have to find it against Chicago. That has to happen tomorrow. That has to happen on Wednesday, has to happen on Saturday, has to happen the next Saturday. Build those relationships. Let's get this going, and let's continue to build off and get 3 points.
Like Ronnie Dyla said, though, earlier tonight, we are going to take it one match at a time. So
one
the focus is going to be just on Chicago. Undoubtedly, on Wednesday, we'll have pre-match coverage for you, the Five Stripes Countdown at 6:30. Mike and Jason right after that, 7:30. And, of course, post-game, the full-time report as well. Special thanks to Dom Cherosky, our producer in studio. For Mike and Jason, the voices of Atlanta United, safe, secure travel back home with those passports. For Madison Cruz of Soccer Down Here, I'm Abe Gordon. As mentioned, join us at 6:30 on Wednesday, July 16th for our next broadcast as Atlanta United will take on the Chicago Fire. Once again, the final today, Atlanta United 1 and Toronto FC 1. That is it for the full-time report right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton, the real-life murder that inspired Twin Peaks. These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.